أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو ترى إذ وقفوا على النار فقالوا يا ليتنا نرد ولا نكذب بآيات ربنا ونكون من المجرمين بل بدا لهم ما كانوا يخفون من قبل ولو ردوا لعادوا لما نهوا عنه وإنهم لكاذبون وقالوا إن هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا وما نحن بمبعوثين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 27, 28 and 29 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous verses spoke about the habit of the disbelievers when they would come to the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his talks. They would fake a very intent listening, and the truth and reality was that they were not listening to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The consequences, the result of it was that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had covered their hearts from understanding the truth, their ears from hearing the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to speak about the day of Qiyamah. One very important aspect that we have been discussing on many occasions, but this needs to be ingrained in our hearts and our minds, that there are three major topics of the Quran Sharif. One is the Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. From the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala established His Tawheed. Then the Risalat and the Nubuwat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala established that. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about akhirat. One very important aspect is, whatever our intentions are, that is how we will practice. A good deed which is not practiced for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be a good deed in the eyes of people in this world. And a good deed practiced for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a good deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what counts, and that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing to us in these verses. Allah says, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ, that if only you would see how they would be made to stand upon the fire. Who is Allah ta'ala speaking about? Those people that were in the Mubarak gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Outwardly, there was a great intent of listening attentively to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but inwardly, it was not done for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, nor was it done for the sake of their thawab and their emancipation in the hereafter. So these are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about, and may Allah ta'ala grant us that sincerity, that whatever we do only for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So these are the people that had the opportunity of being in the Mubarak gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala is speaking about them, that if only you would see when they would be made to stand on the fire of the Jahannam, the fire itself. فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدُّ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا. At that time, they will make a plea and a remorse, a proclamation of remorse, that how we wish, how we desired, that we be returned where? Into this world once again. And when that happens, وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا, then we will not deny the verses of our Rabb. وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and we will become the believers. Now the reality, the value of iman now dawns upon them, that if only they had iman in this world, then it would have been of some value to them in the hereafter. Like in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, that this whole world, even if it has to be turned into gold, if that was brought as a ransom for iman on the day of Qiyamah, that is not acceptable to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now Allah ta'ala says, بَلْ بَدَى لَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُخْفُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, that whatever they had concealed before will become apparent to them. What was it and what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about? That there is something in their hearts that they had concealed and now it will become apparent. walau ruddu la'adu lima nuhu anhu wa innahum lakadibun. If they had to be sent back into the world, then they will once again return to what they had been prohibited from. They had been prohibited from kufr, they will return back to that kufr. Wa innahum lakadibun, and certainly they are liars, that they in front of Allah Ta'ala, when they see the fire of Jahannam, they will make this pledge, this proclamation that they will bring Iman. If it was possible for them to come back to this world, if Allah Ta'ala had brought them back to this world, then also they will not bring Iman in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Number one is how obstinate they would be. Number two is Allah Ta'ala shows their stubbornness, Allah Ta'ala shows their arrogance. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ, that they will say that there is nothing but the life of this world, وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ, and we will never be resurrected again. Now here there is two interpretations or two understandings, that whilst they are in this world, they will say that the life of this world, when it terminates, there is no other life. We live once, enjoy it, and that is done. And the other interpretation, the other understanding that the commentators have conveyed is that had Allah Ta'ala given them the life, they came into this world, they made kufr, they stand in front of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, they observe with their own eyes, they see the fire of Jahannam. If Allah Ta'ala had to return them, they will not bring Iman, and even then also they will say, after visiting the Akhirah, that there is no life but the life of this world. And all of this, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wants to show us that we should not be obstinate, we should not be arrogant, but we should realize, surrender and resign to the fact that there is going to be Akhirat, and whatever we do only for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Whatever we do is acceptable by Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.